rise the sea at dusk, sun curl golden hair, radiant creator of life, every turn a procession. Fair summer beauty, silky bird limbs and legs, comic design, arduous life. She resides implanted, rooted in my very existence. After tomorrow, she will fly alone to her abode north in the heavens, where she first faced the sun, chased the birds, laughed and sobbed. As the psychic feels a presence, I would like to feel her past, taste her food, and love those that gave her life. The blue Mediterranean with a phosphorus glow. Her hair, fine oriental silk, drawn over her neck to one side, like the curtains in the theater drawn across a column before a gallant presentation. Her lips, a field of berries, fluttering in the summer wind, making love to the tune of a light, warm heart, playing Final Fantasy VII, was it, on the PlayStation? Her fancy, films and their production, as music, I concur. I wonder what she reads and what brings muse to her heart. Perhaps it's T.S. Eliot or Edgar Allan Poe to start, and an old dumb joke that a father's daughter would take to heart. Perhaps she has fallen to the fears and frustrations of modern love. I think not. Her Celtic bark speaks of a superfluous power and the feminine strength one can only find in flowers of the jungle. If I am mistaken, let my words crumble, and I will remain, as always, humble. Prenatal familiarities. Devotion is focusing on the sound in every action. Life is rhythm, and its fluidity is dependent on the tempo. In harmonies, we find unity and diversity. In harmonies, we find prenatal familiarities. Our true voice is our true color, character. The consensus is a misguided body of senseless information. Though the tides seem to be slowly turning in organizing true resistance to globalistic economic totalitarianism, it might be too late to save man's night. Remember, the child of innocence resides in the cool gardens.